This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 12th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel today, the weather is mild and pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny afternoon, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze. Haifa remains partly cloudy as the evening approaches. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Iran has suggested the current round of talks with the U.S. may be the last, as the conflict enters its 44th day. In Lebanon, the IDF is exchanging fire with Hezbollah in Bint jail. Also, from Ynet, Prime Minister Netanyahu claims historic achievements in the war against Iran. He highlights strikes on nuclear sites and missile systems, asserting a weakening of Iran's leadership. Also this hour, according to Mariv, Netanyahu declares Israel has become a regional and even global power. He says the Iranian regime is begging for a ceasefire amid internal conflicts. Separately, the Forward reports the ceasefire with Iran is unstable as the IDF continues its operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance heading to Pakistan for talks. And finally, JTA notes that Iran and European leaders insist the truce should include Lebanon amid ongoing military actions in the region. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, a military analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran reports negotiations have concluded, but significant gaps remain, although talks will continue. Jonathan Shanzer, a Middle East expert, posted earlier today asking fellow analysts if they are monitoring the situation. Prime Minister Netanyahu wrote, just recently, affirming that Israel will continue to combat Iran's regime and its allies, contrasting with Turkey's stance. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's negotiations. Walla provides the latest, noting that Iran hints this could be the final round of talks with the U.S. Amidst ongoing hostilities, the discussions are crucial as tensions remain high on the ground in Lebanon. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks, Ynet outlines his claims of significant achievements against Iran. These include attacks on critical infrastructure and senior figures. Netanyahu believes these actions have shifted the balance of power. This could alter perceptions of Israel's strategic position in the Middle East. Meanwhile, from earlier today, The Forward discusses the fragile ceasefire with Iran. Military activities continue in Lebanon, complicating diplomatic efforts. The presence of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance in Pakistan for talks underscores the global stakes involved. The situation affects not just regional peace, but also international relations on the economic front. First, from CTEC, Ofer Smadari of Tork shares insights on agile business strategies. His meeting with Lior Ziv of Zing highlights the importance of adaptability in today's fast-paced market. Separately, Globes reports a profit warning has hit Maytronix, bringing its stock to a new low. Members of Kibbutz Yisrael face significant paper losses, reflecting challenges in the pool cleaning robot sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a growing trend of Israelis abroad investing back home. Rising global anti-Semitism fuels their return and investment in local opportunities. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.